Jordan said to Jenny, she goes, why don't you just go somewhere else?
You.
And Jenny goes, you go somewhere else.
Hi, we're recording a new off the air. This is me. That's her. This is how we recorded on GarageBand. And my phone just said I have a low battery.
Oh. You should really prepare better. Turn around so I can see the hearts of people that love us.
Look at them.
I know.
They're going bananas.
I love it. You can't see your face.
They're going bananas.
They can't see your face.
They can't see my face.
See your face. There's your face.
Is that better?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Well, we can't do this for the whole thing because we have to play music.
We have to play music. So let's Periscope now, and then we'll Periscope at the end. No? Quit reading people's comments.
No, this one guy said, I don't care what anyone says. You're beautiful.
Are people?
That was for me, I'm guessing, right? It's got to be.
No, that's okay. People can think I'm ugly. I know how I feel about me, and that's all that's important. Lies! Fine. Lies!
Okay, we'll be right. We'll be back after the thing. Jeez. So, but we'll put all of this on the doohickey.
What does that mean?
This will all be on the podcast.
All right.
But not all this will be on the Periscope.
Right.
You get me? You feel me?
People think that we should have a YouTube channel. Should we have a YouTube channel?
I don't know how that works. I'm just barely now getting, I don't know what I'm getting.
Our friend Jeremiah has a YouTube channel.
Well, you know, Jeremiah can kid. Oh, our friend. Oh, that Jeremiah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's probably a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
We should do that.
Do you think he would produce our YouTube channel?
I don't know why not.
He's going to do my headshots.
I thought you already did headshots.
I was supposed to do them today.
Why didn't you?
I moved it to next Thursday because he said the weather's not good. We're going to do them outside. He says I'm outside kind of girl. And I said, I think we should do them in a bar.
Because you're a bar kind of girl.
Right.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I feel that way.
All right. Okay. Oh, look.
This is coming up. When is he going to be here?
Well, we need to talk about that. I don't think it's disappointing in any way, but it's not disappointing for me.
He's not coming.
And if you choose to have it disappointing, that's up to you.
Oh.
No, I don't know. He's not. I don't know if he's not coming. This is Bob Schneider, of course, from King Kong. Welcome back to the Off the Air podcast. We have been busy, and we apologize. And those of you who really listen and know what's up, what are you talking about? Somebody?
No, you just said for those of you that really listen,
you know probably why we have not. Did not release on the past two Tuesdays. We'll get to that in a minute. Ready?
I'm ready.
That was my favorite part about the Wileys. I forgot to tell you this. The Wileys off the air when we released that, and I was listening to it, and the beginning of it has Mr. Obvious introducing us. And then we play that music, and then I don't know how you could be any more adorable. You have to stop saying that. You say... Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
And then you on mic, you said, are you ready?
I'm ready.
And then you go, let's go. It's let's roll.
Oh. It's let's roll?
It's let's roll, not let's go.
Well, let's roll. Is that better?
Are you ready? Well, it's our theme song. That's the point, see?
I know, but if I did everything right, it wouldn't be fun.
You wouldn't be you. That's true.
Right. God.
Bob is, and I have tickets for, and I've called him and talked to him and his manager, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
July 25th in Chicago, which is a Saturday.
You can't.
And I'm zipping up, and obviously I'm zipping back, but I'm going to go see him.
Because he's not going to be at the Rathskeller.
I don't know.
You're a fucking liar.
It's not on his schedule, but the last two times he's been at the Rathskeller, it wasn't on his schedule until like a couple weeks before.
All of my favorite fans, I mean, all of our favorite friends, I don't like to call them fans. They're friends.
Our friends aren't fans.
No.
Well, some of our friends
are fans.
They're friends. Hey, Franny.
Hey,
like Aaron.
Aaron's a Fran.
Chris is a Fran.
Mark is a Fran.
know who this Mark is. I like the sound of that.
You love doing
oh,
that.
Oh, Mark. Oh, yeah. Mark is a Fran.
We have two. We have.
I have more Frans than I do real friends.
I know.
I'm trying to get a poker game together for Monday night, and I've got four, but just barely.
Can I play poker?
May I play poker? Yeah, you can play poker. Sure, if you want. We need a fifth, actually. Do you know how to play poker?
Okay. I'm just, back in the day.
You were the shit? You got that look on your face.
I was pretty good. I was pretty good. I'm just saying.
I wish everyone
could see
it.
Do you remember?
I was the sleepy-eyed look. I was pretty good.
I was pretty good. Remember when poker got real popular? Like
Texas Hold'em, sure.
Texas Hold'em, right.
And World Series of Poker covered on ESPN. It went crazy.
Yeah. Speaking of, guy I graduated high school with, Jason Cook, was in the top eight.
Finished sixth or eighth.
I don't know. Either way, World Series of Poker, new pal, Dragon representing.
Two questions.
He was there. And we both worked at the same place growing up, Mozzie's Pizza. That's my first job.
Did I know you worked at Mozzie's?
Probably not.
Are you sure? Are you sure you worked at Mozzie's?
I'm positive that was my very first job.
You answered the phone?
What'd you say? I'd prep. Thanks for calling to Mozzie's. Was this be delivery or pickup?
You didn't say hi, this is... Or you didn't... Hi.
But we... no,
this I... Is... No, this is Jessica. Can I help you?
No, I was 16 and I fucking hated everybody. I was like, this is Mozzie's.
Oh, that's right. You were distant and cold and awful.
Right.
Yeah, that's
right. Not because I wanted to be, just because.
We need to put more pictures up on our website. And I think we should start with your distant, unaffected picture of you in the hallway at New Palestine High School.
Where I was dressed like my favorite teacher. No. When I permed my hair.
Yes. And you're leaning up against the wall like you just don't give a shit.
Mm-hmm. I have a blue hoodie on. I think I wore my little sister's clothes a lot. And she's like 10 years younger than me.
Why did you do that?
I don't know.
Did they fit?
No. I mean, they were small. I put a picture up of myself a while ago. I have one of my sisters, like a baseball t-shirt. It says Tigers on it.
Oh, yeah. I remember that shirt. I remember that picture. Yeah.
The cold and distant awful picture you're talking about was my hair was short, but I permed it. Because I thought that would make it look better. Mm. And then I have a blue hoodie on, and I have blue scrubs, like hospital scrubs. And that's what I had worn to school that day.
There's a picture of me out there floating. Oh, by the way, speaking of high school, happy birthday to my oldest and dearest friend, David Mabe. I think he today is...
He's been your friend the longest.
Yeah, you're my dearest friend, I guess.
No, you said oldest. He's not even older than you. I think that's a strange thing to say.
Longtime friend?
Longtime friend. Childhood friend.
I've known him the longest.
An original OG.
We went to the same school, but we were in different kindergarten classes.
Mm.
But after that, we were in school together.
But then he whooped your ass.
No, I whooped his ass.
Mm.
I'm sorry. I know you don't want to believe that I'm kind of a badass and can play basketball because you contend I'm clumsy, but that all is accurate.
I feel like I've seen you shoot a basketball, and you kind of have that together. But if it comes to a new sport, a new area of physical anything, you know what though? When I've seen you be clumsy, it's because I know that your brain is somewhere else. I think that you would probably be much better at something now than the last time I saw you do something.
Well, I've lost some weight too since the last time I tried to do anything physical, I think. I'm thinking of starting to run. What do you think?
Mm.
See, the only thing, I seriously am, I should probably check with
Have you seen you on a treadmill?
Is it not good? What do you mean? I walk okay. The only time we've ever been on a treadmill side by side is I'm walking. What are you doing? You're running.
No, that's not that.
I don't even walk accurately?
No, it's not. It's not that. It's it is very hard for you to not do something else. It's so strange.
It really is. You're right.
To concentrate on one thing.
Yep.
So when he's on the treadmill, he's pushing all of the buttons.
Yep.
And he's watching TV. And he has earphones in.
I'm watching TV, listening to a podcast, messing with the treadmill.
Mm-hmm. You're looking at everything. You don't ever just go. And you know what? I remember I was on the first floor when I saw you on the treadmill for the first time, and you were on the second floor. So I was watching you, and you started seeing how fast you could get the treadmill to go, or you were messing with the incline.
I was trying to see how fast it was.
Oh my gosh.
And I was messing with the incline.
I was like, he's going to face plant into this treadmill.
I can't tell you how many times I've almost fallen off a treadmill.
I know. It seems dangerous. Countless. If you're going to run, start running on road that doesn't move.
I just realized.
I don't think you should be a runner, though. You have runner's legs.
I've got great legs. I'll put my legs up against anybody.
Uh-huh.
Even, who has great legs? Mary Hart. Didn't she have her legs insured or something?
I don't know who Mary Hart is.
A host of Entertainment Tonight? Is that not
heart
on anymore?
Heart to Heart? What?
No, that's Stephanie Powers. My point is, I just realized there are two things
I know who Mary Hart is. The original.
Yeah. Dixie Whatley was the original host.
Okay, shut up. When I was a child.
Yes.
Whatever happened to her?
Bear attack?
No.
I don't know.
Let's Google her, see how she looks.
Where's Mary Hart?
What about, do you remember the show, was it Lisa? Lisa?
Lisa Gibbons. She's still out there.
She had a talk show.
She's surprisingly old.
Really?
Lisa Gibbons. She's like 70 years old.
What about, there was that Sally Jesse Raphael?
Yep.
But there was another one of a blonde lady.
Mary Hart is 64.
How's she look?
Like every bit 64.
Is she really?
Well, not bad, right?
I don't know.
Well, I don't know. She's got kind of a scrunchy face. Right here, she's okay, but I don't know what year that was. See, those are her legs. She had them. Well, let's go look up Lisa Gibbons. I bet Lisa Gibbons is older than Mary Hart.
But Mary Hart, man, she's been rocking that same hairdo for a long time.
It really is.
Looks good, though. It's already come back to style. So
you
I'm
think?
Good.
Has
yeah.
it?
Oh, yeah. I'd feather the shit out of my hair if it was long.
I was just going to tell you two things. Don't let me forget where I concentrate. Remind me of that word.
Concentrate.
Say concentrate. Where do you concentrate?
Concentrate.
That's the cue. There's a picture of me, wire rim glasses with a couple of friends of mine in the hallway, and it's not David, hallway of London High School,
mm-hmm.
And I'm about 215, 218 with my football jersey on, with my hand on the guy's shoulders, mm-hmm. doing one of these.
Can you see your midriff?
No, you can't see your midriff.
Praise God.
I don't have a good midriff.
No, I'm not talking about I'm not talking about the way your midriff looks. I'm talking about that you were a male in high school with a football jersey.
Son of a gun.
Lisa Gibbons?
Lisa Gibbons is she just turned 58.
She did? Is there a recent picture?
I guess one of these.
No, you're terrible.
What?
That's not true.
No, it's 58.
Lisa
there.
Gibbons now.
There's
is what
one.
You need to do.
Well, how do you get a picture of her now on the internet? Just type now?
Yeah, like today.
Today.
If that's the case,
well,
she's
oh.
There it is. There it is.
There it is.
Nailed it.
Yeah. I think she's got one of those.
She looks all right. I think she looks good.
She's got one of those offers on the TV.
Oh, she's selling something?
Yeah.
Make you look young?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, that one. Ooh, that one. Get that one off. Ooh. Ooh.
You're mean.
I'm just saying. You know how I feel about
Ricky Lake?
That age, I love Ricky Lake.
You loved Ricky Lake.
When she came back and lost weight, very, very nice.
Really?
Me and Ricky Lake could have done some good work. Could have done some work. We could have taken care of some things.
You loved Ricky Lake?
I don't know. Let's look at the formula. Ricky Lake, Rachel Ray. What other?
Annette Funicello.
Short brunettes can I think of?
Annette Funicello, right?
Annette Funicello. I had a giant crush on her when I was a kid. Oh, my God. And she was the first one of the Musketeers to get boobs. That was a big thing. That
you know what? This has been a conversation lately about... yeah, kind of like boys remembering when, like, the first girl in their class to get boobs. Well, okay, because my son's going to be 12.
I don't want to hear about your son finding out about boobs.
He knows all about boobs. I hope he does.
All we talk
or
about
or I hope
comedy.
He knows about whatever he's into. I don't care. But I just, he is like, he's never had a girlfriend, and a lot of his friends have girlfriends right now. And he's just like, I don't like.
What would you do?
He's said everything short of, I don't want to fuck with that.
You
is
know.
Is pretty much what he said.
He's always been five or 6 years ahead of how old he is. What would you do if someone other than you knew that he had a girlfriend before you did?
I wouldn't freak out because I wouldn't.
If you're thinking I would fucking lose my mind, you're wrong.
No, I'm telling you, it's the same way with his wife. If I hate his wife, he'll never know, and his wife will never know. But what I'm saying is that if I freaked out, nobody would know. I would freak out in the privacy of my closet or my pantry.
No, but wouldn't you be upset if you didn't know first that
I would
he had a
never
girlfriend?
Let him know that I was upset, right. Because then that would shape every other relationship and girl that he would introduce me to for the rest of his life.
See?
And that would fuck everything up. So I'd just be like, oh, what's she into? Does she read books? Does she smell okay? You think she wears deodorant on the reg? Like things, you know, that I want him to, you know.
You have that superpower when you're like shocked or upset or surprised by something.
I do the opposite.
You just have that automatic downshift into, instead of, oh my God, holy shit, you'll go, oh really? Well, you know, last Tuesday I... Yeah. And you're saying that, and your brain is crashing into a semi-tractor, semi.
I'm going to guess that that's because of my dad, and I'm going to guess because it's the opposite of...
Your dad's very good at it, too. When he's upset, I have no idea.
Shut down central.
Yep, have no idea.
On the other hand...
He's almost more pleasant when he's upset.
No, that's not the word I'd use.
Okay.
And my mother is the opposite of that.
Very dramatic.
She's just very emotional. She just gets very, very emotional with things. Which I wonder if my grandma was that way.
Her mom, right?
Her mom. I don't know how her dad was either.
Hmm.
I don't know. I didn't really have like that grandparent relationship with any of my grandparents.
I didn't have my grandmother, my dad's mom.
Uh-huh.
We were very close.
You were?
Mm-hmm.
When did she die?
2000.
Holy shit. She was alive in the 2000s?
Yeah, let me think.
What?
I'm going to say, maybe 99, because I had the silver TT, so whatever year that was, because that's what I drove.
You're weird.
To Ohio by myself, of course. Why get any fucking support from anyone? Whatever year that was. Maybe it was 98 or 99, but it was close
to
2000.
Still, that's crazy to have a grandparent. Yeah. In your 40s?
Yeah.
Huh.
The other ones.
All of my grandparents were dead by the time I was 22.
That seems really early, though.
Oh, it is. My family is wildly unhealthy. It's like a hobby.
Aggressively
unhealthy. Yeah, that's true.
I love my grandma.
Oh, that's nice.
She had the best laugh. Almost a giggle. It was great.
What's the difference between a giggle and a laugh?
I
feel like a giggle is like a little, like...
I think a giggle has a lot more personality than just a laugh. Maybe.
I have like a roar. It's like a roar.
Oh, concentrate. There are two things
I'm glad you remembered.
There are two things that I can concentrate on.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously. Mm-hmm. Well, okay, maybe three.
Three, okay.
Now that I think about it.
Yeah.
One of them's none of your business. One of them is the NFL.
Okay.
Football Sunday. And the other one is in this room. I can concentrate on one thing.
Yeah.
But otherwise, if I'm driving, if I'm...
Well, because I asked you to do a favor for me yesterday.
Oh, and I love doing my mindless errands where I am.
My favorite thing is that you've loved to do these things your entire life, and then I tell you, like, you're like, you enjoy acting like I put you out when I ask you to do something.
That's true.
And so I said, shut up. You love mindless errands, especially when you have to drive somewhere.
Oh.
And now you have to drive somewhere that you don't usually drive, which you
exciting.
Also love.
It was very exciting. That reminds me, I'd like to say hello to Tim. He's the security guard at the Colts complex.
Yeah.
And I had not been out there. The last time I was at the Colts complex, there was no security guard. There was no...
Oh, now it's a big damn deal.
No gate, nothing.
They fucked around and won a Super Bowl, and now they got higher security.
Well, but I was driving, and I, of course, everybody, if you haven't been out there, and if you have, are you...
Oh, he's the guy at the guard check.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You always drive right by it because it's just like, oh, there it is. And you're over by Eagle Creek. Then you got to turn around.
Right.
But as I'm turning around, I go.
Is that where Eagle Creek is?
Yeah, it's over there. I know that. Farther west.
Go ahead.
I thought, well, of course they have security. They were crazy not to have security. Can you imagine if somebody mm-hmm. wanted to? I mean, that would make national news if somebody mm-hmm. tried something or somebody mm-hmm. succeeded. Or
mm-hmm. That's because where the players are. Yeah.
Honest to God, I used to, seriously, when I first started working here, I would drive out to the Colts complex mm-hmm. and just
watch.
Just go through the, hey, how you doing? I mean,
right.
I guess they knew who I was.
You had a like a media
face. No shack, no nothing.
Right.
Walk right out onto the practice field. There mm-hmm. they were, practice. The Colts were practicing.
Mm-hmm.
But this was, what, 88, 89?
Yeah.
Like
nobody really cared then.
Nobody.
No.
No. Well, who cares if Mike Pagel falls in practice?
That was BPM, BPM, before Peyton.
Before Peyton Manning. Yeah.
No, but you did me a favor, and
I did.
You did, and because
would you like to hear what I did while I was driving out there?
Sure. You listen to music.
I looked at Twitter. I'm horrible at the phone. I can't.
What the fuck?
I shouldn't drive.
You have a brand new car.
I know.
And did you know that you can even have it to where your text messages come up on the screen? So you did Sean show you how to do that?
No.
So what I'm going to need you to do is when you get to the garage. To get in your car,
yeah.
Put your phone in the back seat, and then if someone calls you or someone texts you, you can see it. Or if you get a fancy new Fitbit like mine, your text messages come up on your wrist, and you can just read them.
You know, I have noticed that you used to be the world's worst texter, but you've improved.
Yeah, but I wear this. Yeah, because I know.
Improved a little bit. You improved a little bit.
Maybe I'm being more mindful.
Wait a minute. No, here's my
And favorite. You know what else? I pay more attention when my phone rings, too, because mm-hmm. Just so you guys know, I'm on sabbatical from social media right now.
Yeah, she hasn't been on Twitter. But you know, when you told me that yesterday, and I kind of sort of knew that's what you were doing.
Yeah.
But Twitter got me down right after that.
See?
It's just like,
I'm telling you, it's just not worth it.
Fuck this. You know?
And it's not terrible. It's just I check it mindlessly, and it's like, what else could I be doing?
Okay, ready? Here's a typical text exchange for me and Jess. Okay.
Go.
Podcast, this is Jess texting. Podcast tomorrow immediately following the show or 11, which works better. I can't be gone too long. I text her back.
Mm-hmm.
11, I think I need to let the girls out. That's me talking about the lady dogs.
Right.
And then I go, we'll make it work right after the show is fine too. Me trying to get along. You, and you know how I apply inflection to text.
I said infliction the other
infliction.
Day. Infliction. Mm-hmm.
You text back, tell me your preference, please.
But that's not what I said. I said, tell me your preference, please, because I have to, like, I know you have to schedule with the dogs. I have to schedule with human beings.
Well, yeah.
So that's.
But.
And I have to be respectful of other people's schedules and other people that help me. And so that's why I was asking one time.
So then. It didn't end up at 11. Ended up at 1:15.
I called you. 2 times and told you I was going to be late. Things happen. So anyway, so here, then this is good.
Can I get a thank you for being flexible from
your
direction?
Thank you for being flexible.
Okay, go ahead.
You got to go to Target and get popcorn.
Oh, man, that was fun too. I got some water and some Altoids. I think I'm hooked on Altoids.
Really?
Peppermint Altoids. I don't like peppermint in any other way except
I didn't think you liked peppermint. You're spearmint.
I'm a spearmint guy. Wintergreen guy.
Wintergreen.
Both.
What?
I have to have peppermint Altoids.
Hmm.
And I got upset when I went into a CVS, a strange CVS, by the worst fucking dentist in the history of the world, and they didn't have my peppermint Altoids. And the manager goes, well, we have those little...
The minis?
The mini Altoids. I go,
you don't
no.
like the minis? I like the minis.
Those are sugar-free.
Oh. Well, yeah. I
goes,
see where you'd be angry.
Sorry.
Yeah.
And I looked at her and I go, fucking right, you're sorry.
Mm-hmm. Then what'd she say?
And she said, you want to take it outside?
Uh-huh.
And I go, fuck yeah, let's do this.
Uh-huh.
So I popped her.
Yeah? And then what happened?
I don't know.
That was a good story.
Oh, should I tweet again for questions?
Because no, I don't want to answer anybody's
question. You don't want to answer? What about this one?
Go.
I'm looking. Hang on.
I thought you had one ready.
What has been your, what have been your favorite interviews, episodes?
See, it does. Why do you do that? Why do you give them the option?
Let's see. What is each one of your guys' greatest fear?
Do you read on the air? Is that your job?
Yes.
Go.
What is each one Okay, here's the words.
Here, no, you don't have to read it verbatim. You could just go, hey, Jess, this guy wants to know, what's your biggest fear?
No, it says, what is each one your guy's greatest fear? Me, I have no fear, dot, LOL.
I'm afraid to die.
Yeah.
I'm afraid of...
Until it gets close, then it's okay.
I hope. I want to be comfortable with it before it gets close, though.
You will be.
I hope. I don't like big open spaces that are like when you're up high and it's open.
And by the way, thank you for that. I don't like giant objects anymore.
I told you. I will not. I can't stand next to a cruise ship. Like that's a too big of a boat. There should not be boats that big. Flags. There should be a little bit of respect for how big a flag is. Like big flags.
Too big is disrespectful?
I think so. I don't know. I don't like oversized anything. Mainly boats. Mainly man-made things.
So you wouldn't ever consider taking a cruise? That would be a nightmare.
Not even an OTA
cruise.
It's a giant,
cruise.
No. No.
And we get half the money.
No. Well, how much Dramamine can we buy? No, it's just saying you're on a giant ship. Too big. It's too big. You have lost control of the object when it's that big. And then they put you in this tiny ass room on a giant ship. It makes my stomach turn just talking about it. Nope.
You need a bigger room. You stretch your shit out, right?
Yeah, but then like it's waves and then there's kids and there's all kinds of
food.
Reasons.
There's lots of food.
Yeah, but then it's food that's been on a boat. You don't know how long it's been on that boat.
What is Indiana's new left lane law? I'm out on this. What is that?
I don't know.
Indiana's new left lane law. Great idea or not?
I don't know.
I don't know what the fuck it is. Somebody
You're really
look it
good
up.
At the show prep.
Stop it. I'm reading it. It's just all impromptu.
Left lane law.
New podcast out today. Well, not today, but tomorrow.
New law requires slower drivers to move into the right lane. Oh, yeah, because...
That's all. I thought that was always a law.
No, that was... I mean, I think they teach you that, but people are just, like, it's way worse right now with slow drivers than it is fast drivers. As a fast driver,
you always get in the right lane if you're going slower, right?
I know people who very, very purposefully stay in the left lane and drive slow.
See, I always think that if there's someone in the left lane driving slow, they're doing it on purpose to fuck with me. I am convinced of that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that's the case?
No.
You're saying that might be the case.
I think that with some people it's the case, but I've had to change my driving brain because I get so aggressive and angry.
I have been on the phone with you,
and
we'll be talking about something, and you'll say, motherfucker, get out of my, Jesus, and I'll go, what?
Mm-hmm.
And you'll go, I'm not talking to you.
Mm-hmm. That's all true.
Yeah, that's all true.
Yeah, I don't think that I've ever said more awful, nasty things than I do when I drive. And it's not new. A lot of people do it. I'm not saying that.
This is weird. This is a question. Have you ever drank in the shower?
Yes. Oh, shower beers day long.
I always drink in the shower.
I made margaritas the other day.
And in the shower?
Well, I drank it in the shower.
You drank it in the shower?
Uh-huh.
You know why you drink it in the shower? It's quiet in the shower.
It is quiet. But it was bad because I put a lot of fruit in it, and it ended up being horrible. No bueno.
No bueno. Batshit crazy story from both of us. I guess what was something we did that was batshit crazy. Go.
I don't know.
My batshit, we told this before, the guy who I almost backed into in this parking lot, and I drove down the road and came back and was going to beat him up. Turned out the guy was, this is a true story, the guy was undergoing chemo. And I didn't know that until I got back here. But that didn't stop me. That's as big an asshole as I was.
You must not know the rest of the story.
He was very upset. What?
He wasn't.
He wasn't going. He just told me he was undergoing chemo.
He told people he was. He was a scam artist.
Are you kidding me?
Mm-mm.
So I'm right on this.
Yeah. That was the only time you've been a good judge of character. Well, and me. But other than that.
You know, you're probably absolutely accurate.
I had a similar situation when I was in high school. I had a Volkswagen Jetta that I loved. It was red, four-door.
Yep.
And yeah, I still had it when I was an intern here. And
I mean, I'm familiar with the Jetta.
Right. So anyway, so I was at the gas station in my hometown, and I was trying to squeeze through. So I was in the middle. So and I was trying to squeeze through two cars that were parked, whatever. But there was this jerk kid that was kind of like, he could have stepped to the side and not been so close. So I was like, well, if you're going to be a jerk, I'm going to be a jerk. So I didn't like wait for him to move. I just drove through. And I don't know if I brushed him or if I did anything, but it was apparently close. It was close enough for him to get shitty with me and punch the back of my car. To which
it was a brand new Jetta.
Well, it wasn't brand. It was brand new to me.
Right.
So what do? I pull up the emergency brake. I jump out of the car and I grab this kid by his shirt. I mean, lucky for me, he was like 3 inches shorter than me.
And you were a senior and he was a freshman or
something like that. Okay. Something like that. And I grabbed him and we were nose to nose. And that's the only time I've ever like reacted. And I was just like, did you fucking touch my car? And then a friend of mine was walking into Klaus. Was walking into the gas station when it was happening, and I heard, "Go get him, Prosser!" And that was it.
Speaking of Klaus,
but I did scare the shit out of that guy.
Somebody wanted to know if you are going to the Holy Spirit Festival.
I will. I'll be there Saturday.
Are you going to work a booth or
no? Just taking it all in.
Go play poker.
Yeah, I'm actually meeting the Klauses there. I talked to Emily yesterday.
Do some gambling.
No minors will be admitted into the festival this year without adult.
Now, is that under 18 or people who work at coal facility? You mean M-I-N-O-R-S.
Did I say it wrong, Tom?
No, I'm just having a little fun with the word minor.
I don't think it, unaccompanied. I think on the sign it does. It says Holy Spirit Festival.
Holy Spirit, Batman.
8, 9, 10 or 9, 10, 11. 9, 10, 11. No, maybe it does say no minors will be admitted. No unaccompanied minors. Maybe that's what it says on the sign. I just saw it today. Yeah, I'll be there. And I know that last year there was a couple people who said they saw me and they didn't come up to me because they felt stupid. You better come up to me and say hi this year. I'm going to be pissed.
Right.
Don't come empty handed.
I need to stop things and congratulate the new Mr. and Mrs. Dokich. He got married yesterday. He and Lee got married and, daggone it, I'm not sure where, but I tweeted him congratulations and he just now this second, thanked me for wishing him congratulations. So, congratulations to, Mr. and Mrs. Dokich.
Oh, that's great. Good for them.
Long may you, wave or whatever that is.
Is that what you say?
You say congratulations to the groom and best wishes to the bride.
Is that the rule?
That's the whatever that. I don't know how it started, but that's what you're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Should we talk about? We should probably talk about PopCon. We got done with PopCon.
Mm-hmm.
Where are we on PopCon?
I don't know. It was fine.
Here's my thinking. I don't think we should do the podcast anymore from that area. I think we should do it
from a booth.
From our booth.
I don't. Yeah, time. I am always in favor of not doing our podcast on a stage.
I think I feel this way because
there's a podcast area. There's a podcast stage. Like
there was such a difference.
Like
between,
Nigel and Skywinker do theirs from.
Hammer. There was such a difference between where we did our podcast at PopCon and doing our podcast at Wiley's and our podcast at Wiley's in Dayton.
Oh.
That was so much better.
Intimate.
And it was different. I'm going to say better. I felt better about the one at Wiley's.
Well, but you.
But we, I love that. I love everybody at PopCon.
There was a handful of things. I know, yeah. But.
Everything went wrong at about the same time.
It's not everything went wrong. Everything didn't go the way you anticipated. What if you have learned anything from
the sound
me?
The sound guy was weird. That's all I'm saying.
If you've learned anything from me, what is it?
I'm not listening to you right now.
Expectations.
I'm pounding. Okay. Yeah, I'm done pounding. Yeah, I know.
You had big expectations.
I did.
And I just want to tell you, if you come to PopCon, people, not you, Chick, but people come to PopCon, you get an entirely different Chick McGee at PopCon.
What does that mean?
Spangle and I were talking about it. Sprinkle. were talking about it, and he was like, this is just, it blew his mind how different you were with people.
Oh, outgoing and fun?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so nice and just like.
I don't know why I do that. And
no
normally,
great big B and T chip on your shoulder.
Just, I do. I like it. I like that. And I like the fair that we do every year. Which we're doing. With Jenny and the dairy people. August 8th.
We're
going
to scoop. Oh, okay. Go. Do that first.
August 8th, Indiana State Fair. We're going to be at the Dairy Bar again. From 4 to 6.
Yep.
So come on out and say hi.
And then
I think
that's
we'll have
the
t-shirts
first weekend.
Again.
That's the first weekend.
First of Saturday of the fair.
Of the fair. Yeah. Right. And then, is this going to come out before tomorrow?
I hope so. Okay. If I whip spangle, maybe.
What?
You ever thought I was going to say spank my monkey?
If you get it done today, can you get it done today?
I'm not editing anything, so I don't. There's nothing
you
I have
say
to
say right now.
Well, unless you say something horrible, and then you think about it and go,
motherfucker, shit, damn. Just kidding.
Can you take that out?
Well, it's only when I say mean things about people I ask you to take it out.
Me.
You see your tattoos today.
Me.
I'm going to get a tattoo.
Of what?
I don't know.
You know what? I'm going to get Psycho Bunny tattoo.
Your face on my face.
Psycho Bunny tattoo.
Who's Psycho Bunny?
It's a clothing maker. Making all kinds of clothes.
Yeah, you should definitely tattoo a rabbit.
I like
on
two things. I like psychos and I like bunnies.
No, I don't like either one of those things.
Anyway, we're going to be on the circle tomorrow.
Tomorrow we're scooping ice cream.
I'm going to scoop ice cream.
July 10th.
With my bare hands.
You keep thinking that's funny.
That's funny. No, what's funny is there are people who go, you can't scoop ice cream with your bare hands. It's against the Indiana health.
Not if you have gloves on.
No shit.
Not if you have gloves on. And they make you wear gloves. Jenny will make you wear gloves.
I don't listen to Jenny. She's not my boss.
She's kind of our boss. And she's a Fran.
Yeah, she is a Fran.
Yep.
Let's see. Have you ever drank in the shower? Back to Twitter here. Another book recommendation. We kind of dropped the ball on the OTA book club.
Ooh, I've got what I'm reading right now in my purse. You want to see it?
What do you got?
Ready?
Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah.
Ready?
Orange is the New Black Shoes? Or book? What?
Yeah, the book. My Year in a Woman's Prison. This is what the show is based on. She wrote a book first.
No kidding.
Uh-huh.
Huh.
But look, this is her. How well did they cast that?
Oh my God, they're like twins.
I know, isn't that nuts?
Yeah, that looks like, what's her face? I don't know, it's one of those actresses.
The one that plays Piper Kerman on the show?
Might be Piper. Yeah.
Piper Kerman is the main character in Orange is the New Black. And did you know that crazy housewife from New Jersey that's in jail right now?
Teresa Giudice?
Yeah, she's at Danbury, and this is where Piper was. They're in the same jail.
By the time Teresa, the housewife from
New Jersey housewives,
the time she's out of prison, her hairline will have advanced,
mm-hmm.
almost meeting her eyebrows.
Why do you say that?
Have you seen her hairline? She's only got like a little. She doesn't have a forehead. It's like a.
It is a strip. It is.
It's like Fergie.
It's incredibly. It's just so sad to see those pictures on the front of magazines. Like, that just breaks my heart. Like, I can't imagine having four daughters and being in prison and that goofball being responsible.
I almost said Guido, but he is, right?
I don't know him personally. Maybe he's a very nice guy. And this probably would change your attitude if you got to be a single parent and you've never been before.
Maybe he's one of those muffins that takes a long time to get done. Mm. He's just not done yet.
I bet that muffin tastes like tanning oil and meatballs.
He's probably not interested in staying in the oven much longer. But
mm-mm. Unless it's a tanning bed.
Well, my book, I've been telling everybody, it's on my iPad. It's a Dick Cavett book. He did some columns.
Shut your mouth.
For, I don't know if it must be the New York Times. He wrote some columns and they compiled those columns. But then some of the columns covered guests on his talk show. So when he talks about that, like he talks about Paul Newman being on the talk show. And there's a
Dick Cavett was Dick a talk Cavett. Show host.
Mm-hmm. Back in the late 60s, early
what
70s.
What channel was he on?
ABC.
Yeah.
Dick used to write for Johnny Carson, actually.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm.
It was the Dick Cavett
and
show.
And I think he used to write for Jack Parr, too. Jack Parr was also a late night talk show host. And when he mentions, like, Paul Newman was on the show in the there's a video link you can click.
Wow.
And you go right to the Cabot Paul Newman interview. It's very interesting.
Wow.
If you're not...
It's a video?
Mm-hmm. I don't think...
So you get to read your book and watch TV at the same time?
I don't think...
Well, definitely sounds like it's up your alley.
I caught that.
Yeah.
I don't think iBooks are going to catch on the way MP3 did. Mm-hmm. I don't think books will ever be replaced by your mm-hmm. iPad.
There's something about holding a book. It's a relationship.
But in this case...
Not to sound like a hipster, but it is.
But in this case, having a video accompaniment to a book on your iPad, I think is very cool.
I think it would be cool for tech-savvy people
like
yourself.
For something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, tech-savvy. That's what I am.
Aren't you?
Well, I know.
You're more than me, so that makes you tech-savvy.
Let's see. Favorite movie so far this year? You're Out, right? You don't see anything, but it comes out.
I don't like movies.
Inside Out was a little disappointing.
It was?
Morty and Audrey seem to have a good time, but I...
Is that what you call my children?
On the air, yeah. I'm not going to give their real names on the air. And that's no fun. I don't need any sort of static from anybody.
You say that on the air on here?
Morty and Audrey, yeah.
Or on the air.
Have you ever listened? No, on the, in the morning.
You do?
Yeah. I'll go, hey, Morty and Audrey, and I went to see Inside Out.
You do?
Yep.
I've never known that.
And actually...
Maybe I should listen to your show.
Every now and then, it's okay.
Yeah.
Had a really good show this morning, actually.
Good.
Morty is Scott Potasnick's grandfather's name.
Then don't call my son that.
Morty? No.
Yeah. What are their names in Christmas Vacation? Audrey and what?
Rusty.
Rusty and Audrey.
Rusty and Audrey. Russ! Right here, Dad.
I like Morty.
It's a good name, right?
You know his name was supposed to be Pullman?
Who?
Max.
Oh, is that your grandfather?
That was an uncle.
How do you spell that?
Paulman.
I'm not coughing for comedic effect. I'm coughing because I had to cough.
Yeah.
So would you call him Polly?
Polly? I liked it. But Aunt Karen threw a shit fit because apparently he was a drunk. I don't know.
Well.
She didn't want that to, whatever.
I look to Karen on things like this.
Mm-hmm. When you say Karen, I always think, like you say Aunt Karen, like my Karen, like my Aunt Karen.
Yeah.
But then when you say Karen in regard to anybody else, you always say it like they say it in Goodfellas.
Karen. There's Karen, Aunt Karen.
Well, but my Aunt Karen also spells her name C-A-R-O-N.
The cool way.
Yeah.
We have a question from Marty Hand, our buddy.
Yay, Marty.
We love Marty. And once again, I was very close to going to Austin, and he opened his house to me, and he goes, I know you're probably not going to come, but...
That's so nice.
He went to China. He's going to China on the 16th or something. He goes, I'll be gone, but I'll leave you a key, and...
Why would you not go there for vacation?
It just comes up on me, and it's here all of a sudden, and I don't have any. I'm not really that good at making arrangements for anything for myself.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I dropped the ball. His question is: your house is about to be destroyed, but your family and pets are safe.
Uh huh.
What's one thing do you go back to get at your house? Like a tornado's coming or the house is being consumed by fire and the kids and the pets are safe.
Okay.
What do you go back? What do you go back for?
I go back for one thing.
Mm-hmm.
I have, it's in a tub. It's multiple things, but they're in a tub.
The plastic tub?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
There's very specific pieces of clothing that belong to my children mm-hmm. that over the years I've kept.
Yep.
Like maybe a school picture that I liked or specifically or just something that I remember and I would want those clothes. I mean,
right. 'Cause if you think
thanks
about
to technology, all of our photos
all
are
the photos,
on iCloud.
I was just going to say,
yeah.
You don't have to worry about getting the pictures.
But that is, there's something, I have a dress that belongs to Addie that still hangs in my closet and it kind of moves around and whatever, but I still have it in there.
Remind me about Addie. We're going to wrap up with Addie.
Okay. But, yeah, she slips my mind a lot. I might have to.
Yeah, me too. I'd get the, you know what I'd get? I think I would get, the first thing that popped in my mind was my Indian. I think I'd get the Indian.
The most heavy thing that's
the
in your
heaviest
house.
Fucking thing you've ever seen in your life. I have this, He's 7 feet tall.
Oh yeah. Easy.
And he honest to God is solid wood, mm-hmm. and I bet he weighs 400 pounds.
Really? You would do that?
Yeah, I'd grab the Indian.
You grab the Indian.
Well, wait a minute.
Uh-huh.
There's stuff in that trunk now though. Under my TV, that trunk.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I'd have to.
Might have to grab that.
I'd have to get the trunk. Yeah. Yeah. I might have to get the trunk. Now that I think about it.
Oh.
Or the Indian. I'm not sure. This is tough, Marty.
Maybe you should drill a drawer in the bottom of your Indian. Keep your shit in your Indian.
Or put a secret compartment in his ace.
That's gross.
Put some stuff in his hands.
What show is this?
When Jess gets fully certified, is she going to teach you all the yoga moves? Or do you already know the yoga moves? I know some of the yoga moves. I took a yoga class.
Yeah, you took one. Two? One?
Couple?
Yeah.
Two or three? Yeah. Two? I liked it.
I mean, I'm glad I did it. I think it'll be great. I think I'll host yoga in my backyard, and that's probably as far as I'll ever take it.
For the Thursday girls? Or
for
just
whoever
a party?
Wants to come?
Yoga
yeah,
party?
We can just hang out and do yoga. But I don't really see this becoming a career or doing much else with it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Because you really, like, stuck with it? And are you certified yet?
I love it. No, July 21st.
How many do you have?
I turned in my final yesterday.
Do you have two more classes?
Two more classes.
Well, that's cool.
But here's, you want to hear something weird?
I would love to hear something weird.
The last four Tuesdays I've been at class, three of those four Tuesdays, somebody's died. And I get the call that somebody died. Isn't that weird?
You mean somebody's died in your circle in or family or
someone
like
I know.
That.
Yeah.
Someone you know.
Yeah. Isn't that weird?
That is weird.
Yeah. So here's the next Tuesday.
Did you hear Peter Frampton this morning? No, you didn't listen this morning.
Oh, I like him though.
He's at Hollywood Casino in Lawrenceburg tomorrow night.
No shit. That sounds fun.
But he said
you and Christy going?
Maybe. You don't know.
I don't know. That's what I was asking. She's going to
Shark City.
Peru or wherever. Yeah.
There's that line in High Infidelity, the John Cusack movie.
I don't know that movie. You like that
I don't
movie.
Either.
My brother
no,
likes that
I don't,
movie. Oh,
I don't
you don't
like
know
High
that?
Infidelity. No.
You don't like
no.
High Fidelity? I think my brother likes High Fidelity.
John Cusack's movie is Gross Point Blank. It begins and ends there.
I've never
there.
Seen that.
Great movie. But he says, is that Peter fucking Frampton? And Peter said that this morning on the air when he was talking to us, and he forgot where he was.
And he said, fuck.
He felt horrible.
Did you beep him?
Well, yeah. On traditional radio, it was beep, but iHeartRadio and the stream, it wasn't beep.
No big deal.
But it was, yeah, I got to thinking,
but you guys
thinking,
can't
though,
get in trouble if it's an accident, right?
No, and I got to thinking, too, it's kind of silly that it would be beeped in the first place anywhere, okay?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. Come on. Come on.
It's 2000. It's hammer time. Come
would
on.
Would you ever? That's gross.
But I've never seen Peter Frampton, and his album, Comes Alive, was my...
I think he is just handsome.
My senior high school, that's my album. That was my jam during the senior play. We rehearsed. It would be playing in the background. Me and Alan Robb would ride around in his MGB. Do you? You? Feel like I do. How'd you feel?
Do you?
That's right. Do you have a favorite?
Feel like I do.
Do you have a favorite Twitter follower?
No.
No?
I don't. Only because I don't. I mean, it's not. That's not an insult to any followers. I just don't. I've never even thought about a favorite. Never considered it.
Have I ever considered?
Do you have a favorite?
Marty, probably.
He never says anything to me.
Blocked by Chick. He's a good guy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Have I ever considered writing a movie review? No.
No, but didn't you do stuff for, like, didn't you write some stuff for the Redskins people, for the fans of the Redskins, the Redskins United, Redskins?
Somebody did ask me that. They tweeted, should they change the name and what should it be? Yes, they should go to the Americans and let's play football. Okay, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Washington Americans. It's just, I'm tired of hearing about it.
Yeah, I don't blame you. And I feel like the guy, that the owner of the team, What's his name?
Douche Snyder.
Yeah. I feel like he like has a little hard on about, oh, we're still talking about it. I'm just going to keep this way for as long as I can.
You know, I'm sorry. There's something to this. He's under 5'5".
Don't be a dick.
I'm just saying.
Is there anybody else that is under 5'5 that you see on a regular basis?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, I just was curious. Mm-hmm. So?
So, that brings us to the reason that we've missed the last couple of off-the-air podcasts. As
sure.
Most of you might guess, it has been because of Addie. She's had a bumpy stretch here recently. And
yeah, it's it has sucked.
It's been the worst, right?
To say the least. It is, yeah, there's really not a good way to say it or to talk about it or to...
Well, like I told you on the phone the other day, it's a perfect storm in mm-hmm. the worst way, because you can have your daughter, but you take, and sometimes she doesn't have any seizures, but.
So yeah, what happened was, last weekend, Sunday morning, she woke up and she had two seizures. Minor. I mean, for us, they're regular. They'd probably be medium, I guess. But for her to have that type of seizure in the morning is not uncommon. The thing that was strange was that she hasn't, prior to Sunday morning, she hadn't had a seizure for 12 days. That's a long stretch.
Was that
us.
The longest?
That's been the longest
it seems
since,
like,
since February.
Yeah, it seems like the longest she's
February was like 14 days or something.
Right.
And then prior to that, it was like October. So she hadn't had a seizure for 12 days, and then she had two in the morning, and not crazy. She fell asleep, recovered. It appeared that she recovered okay pretty quickly. And, then at about 4 p.m. on Sunday, she had a grand mal, or a tonic clonic is what they call them now. They're trying to phase out that word grand mal. But she had a tonic-clonic seizure. And a tonic-clonic seizure, the tonic part is where your body becomes completely rigid. And then the clonic part is where you begin to convulse and shake. And that's what happened. So she had one of those and fell asleep. And then it was kind of just downhill after that. She was seizing. And then she would fall asleep, and then she'd wake up and vomit, and then she would seize, and then she would fall asleep. And that was like an hour and a half pattern that we were doing that. And that lasted until about 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock the next. So 24 hours of constant seizing. And then she ended up having 6 grand mal seizures in that time frame, tonic-clonic, and then she had her last one, the sixth one, like I said, around 3 or 4, and then she was so exhausted that she would fall asleep, but she was having these little mini seizures, upwards of 20 in a minute, okay? And I had been on the phone back and forth with the neurologist's office all day anyway, and she said, you are going to have to administer... I believe it's called diazepam, and it's basically a rectal Valium, because that is the safest way right. to get medication into someone who is seizing. And I'd never done this before. She said, when's the last time you've had to administer diazepam? And I was like, we haven't.
Never. Yeah.
Never. So I had to do that. So the thing about diazepam is, and I don't know what it is about, but here's the thing. So I get the talk from the doctors, because the doctors think after 8 failed medications, we should still be trying medications. Okay. We've had 8 fails. And I think I've said this before, after your first fail, it goes down to a third of a chance that it's going to work. Or a half of a chance or whatever. And then after that, it's down to like an eighth of a chance. Yeah. So we've done this. So we went through. So you go to half, and then we've done it 8 times with 8 different seizure medications. Okay.
Right.
And most of them are benzodiazepines, which are terrible, I mean, you can get hooked on those. I can't even tell you what it does to people. There are athletes in recovery, addiction recovery from this.
Right.
So the nurse on the phone tells me, this is what, if you don't stop these seizures, your daughter could die, is what she says. Okay. Well, here's the thing. You have to give her this diazepam, and when you give it to her, her heart rate's going to slow. Her respiration is going to slow. Breathing, whatever.
So you have to keep an eye on her, because if you give her the medication,
there's a good chance that all these things could slow down to the point that it could be fatal.
Right.
Be ready to call 911.
So she could also
die. So what I say, and obviously I'm emotionally spent, I'm physically drained. I said, what you're telling me is that it's 2015, and I can either let my daughter continue to have seizures and her possibly die. This could end her life, this continued seizing. Or I can give her this emergency medication that has the possibility of stopping her heart and slowing her breathing to the point that she could die. These are my options in 2015. You understand my frustration. So
it sure seems like,
yeah,
there should be
there should be something else, you'd think. Because like I've said that before, anybody who has healthy children right now, you assume that if something happens to your child, broken bone, disease, sinus infection, that it's fixable. Mm-hmm. I got news for you. It's not always fixable. There isn't always a medication. It isn't always going to work.
Yeah.
So I give her the diazepam. Peen, I don't even know right now. And the seizures stop immediately. I stopped counting after 50 seizures. She fell asleep. I put my Fitbit on her wrist so that I could monitor her heart rate. And her heart never dropped. Her heartbeat never dropped below 100. Which a healthy heart rate for a 9-year-old is like 90 or something anyway. So it's not crazy. But in my brain, I'm preparing for the worst, right?
Right.
So the greatest part about this is that my beautiful, wonderful daughter, Addie, is constantly been this medical anomaly. So they're, you know, hers is going to slow her heart rate and all these things. So what does my Addie do? The exact fucking opposite, because that's what she always does. And she woke up 45 minutes after she took the Valium. She said, can I have a baked potato with cheese on it, please?
Absolutely.
And I said, yes. And she had three. She ended up eating three. That was the first time she'd ate in days. But the thing is, with such an event like that, you can imagine how your body, the coming back from that, the recoup after that for the whole house is a lot. What we have found this time is that, and this is the hardest part as a mommy, is that her memory is really strained. She has a hard time remembering very simple things. And my heart breaks for anybody who has to live with an Alzheimer's patient, because I feel like that's what I'm doing. Because you can see in her eyes that she feels like she should remember. She knows. She'll come into a room and she'll ask me a question. She'll start to ask me a question. That was why she came into the room. And then she'll very sweetly just say, I forgot again. And that's, after all we've been through, it's just, give her a break. And I know there are 1,000 parents, there are millions of parents with children with conditions, and you would do anything to take it all away. You would.
Yeah.
You would go through hell. You would sell your soul. But there's a reason that she's mine.
And there's a reason that, yeah, you're her mom.
And it's an honor, and I am fortunate, and I am so blessed that I get to be at home with her every day. As much as I am blessed that I have so many people that I've never met before that care and that ask. And you know what? Talking about PopCon, the highlight of PopCon for both of us was there were a few people that came up and they said, oh my God, this is Addie. And they asked for her autograph too.
Yeah, and she was so excited.
It was, oh my gosh, it was, that was the highlight of PopCon. That, for me, that's what it was. And Addie loved it. And but Addie did start to assume that everybody was coming to the table for her for that's her right. autograph.
Yeah, which is okay.
Which is okay. So thank you to all those people who let Addie sign their T-shirt or sign their trading card or whatever it was. But I am grateful that you guys continue to ask. This has come up a lot too, is whether or not we're going to Colorado. And to clear that up, I highly doubt we'll be going to Colorado because back in the spring it became legal to ship Charlotte's Web. And it became legal to ship CBD oil of any kind, not just Charlotte's Web. And our experience has been that it didn't stop the seizures. It didn't increase the seizures. And that's all our experience was with CBD oil, is that it didn't increase them and it didn't stop them.
But it didn't. Did it?
But there were medications that she's been on that we've been prescribed from our neurologist that have increased her symptoms.
Okay.
So, and I don't know what.
But on the CBD oil, was she less present?
No, that's the thing. There weren't side effects like there okay. are. Yeah, there were not side effects. There weren't. She wasn't aggressive. She wasn't angry. She wasn't.
Right.
So it was, I'm not 100% sure. To go in and do a brain scan to see how active her brain was, you know, those are things that we would have had to have done. CBD oil is very expensive. And it's not something that our family can do right now. So our plan is for Addie to start the ketogenic diet in October. You know, pending anything drastic between now and then. So that is our Addie update for right now. And I can't, again, express how grateful I am that so many of you send healing energy and prayers and all of those things to our family. And I know that there are, like I said, there's millions of families who go through this every day. Every week, every month, and I know that even though there are a lot of times I feel like I'm out on an island, that I know that I'm not. I know that I'm not.
Well, when we, when you talked me into doing the podcast, coming up on 3 years ago now, it has been a lot of things to each of us at various times in our lives, and we both just thank everybody for downloading the podcast and the good feelings we get from everybody when we go out, and we're having a good time and we appreciate it. And if anybody knows anything about anything as far as Addie goes, or maybe you're battling with it and it's maybe so anything you want to share, just go ahead and send it to us. Well, now I got to find a funner way to close this. I can't think of anything. Let's go back to Twitter. Maybe somebody... Nope, everybody's retweeting our questions.
Retweeting questions?
Yeah.
If you had a question to ask me, what would you ask me?
If I had a question to ask you, what would I ask you?
Yeah, if somebody said, this is you have one question, one day, where you can ask a question.
Are you okay?
That's what you would say. You okay?
Yeah.
I'm okay.
You good?
I'm good. I'm good.
That's as old as time. You good?
I'm good.
Yeah. That's what I'd ask you.
I'd ask you how you get your beard line so straight. It's so straight right there. How do you do that?
Fucking Jeff Oskey was up my ass this week about my beard and how straight it is.
He was?
Yeah. He's like, I hate beards like that. Why do you do that? You should just let it go. And I go, Jeff, and Jeff is coming over Monday night to play poker.
Ooh, I like Jeff.
And I go, Jeff, I have to make a decision because if I let my beard grow like yours, it would literally grow into my chest hair.
I know,
can't have it
should,
do that.
But maybe.
It looks stupid.
Maybe.
And I don't like it bushy like that. I like it shorter than what it is now.
I know sometimes it's non-existent.
I like that.
But maybe you could grow it out a little bit more bushy when the seasons change.
You mean when it gets colder? It should be bushier to keep me warm.
Fine.
And then in the summer, it could be short.
Yeah, it could be short because you do need a beard.
Okay, where are we? Oh, August 8th, Indiana State Fair.
Right. And we got to check Bob Schneider concert, usually at the Rascaler, August at some point.
Sometime in August. Evidently,
what else is it?
I will be at the Chicago concert July 25th.
You say that, but you lie.
Oh, I'm going.
All the lies.
I'm fucking going. Wait, I'm not going to reserve a hotel room, I can tell you that.
What else?
The hotel compromised my credit card. That's another story, though.
That was awful. I feel bad for you for that. Yeah. Who else is going to be there on Monday night? We could poker podcast it up.
Mark Allison and Vibbert and Jeff Oskey. That's the four.
I thought you said you need five.
You'd be our fifth.
Yeah, but what if I want to bring a friend?
They'd be our sixth.
I don't have any friends.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. Not any I'd bring over there.
You've got that one. She'd come.
I don't know who you're talking about. Did you get an invitation to that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay, I wasn't going to say it.
I got a text.
You got it last night?
Yeah.
Okay. See, I don't text you anything like that unless I could see your face.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because it would have been something like this. Hey, did you get an invitation to that? What are you talking about?
Right.
And then I'd be up all night. So right. I just play along.
No, she won't come. But nobody's single that I would want to bring a single friend to meet a friend. I guess Jeff kind of is just a drifter.
Single.
I know, but
he
I don't
is
know.
A drifter.
Yeah, he's a drifter.
He had been out with someone the night before he was on the show.
I know. I fucking heard about it. All morning I heard about it. Who cares? Let a guy get some strange. Leave him the fuck
say,
alone.
I didn't say.
I love that phrase. Strange.
Pussy.
Ew.
We were laughing about that the other. Is there a funnier one-word line in the movies than when Jonah Hill is in phys ed class on the outdoor track in Superbad and he's running as hard as he can.
It better be funny for this setup.
He's running as hard as he can, and the kid with like a fake leg or something zips by him, and he goes, pussy. He just keeps running. And Jonah.
That happened when, do you remember when me and you and Jason and Matt went to that King's barbecue? Mm-hmm. And you got hot, and we laughed so hard because I don't think the four of us had ever really hung out before, and you got a hot barbecue, and I did that. You know that?
You tricked me into eating the hot barbecue?
No, and then I said, pussy.
You used to say that. I used to laugh at that. What happened?
I don't know. Like, apparently you don't think it's funny anymore. Yeah. Or did you say pussy on Jeff? Oh, God, that's terrible. I can't believe that. I know I say terrible things, but that is a horrible word to say.
What are you talking about?
Like, it's funny to say pussy. To say pussy. Oh, God. That's terrible. did you hear that?
You just said it like it was nothing.
No, I didn't say it like that. Did you see my body language change? But were you talking about on Jeff Vibbert's podcast, the JV podcast with Jeff Vibbert?
No, we didn't talk about that.
Oh, I thought you said that girl says pussy all the time for no reason.
Oh, she said it. I didn't.
Oh, okay.
Well, then she's...
What's her name before I say that girl? That's a terrible thing to say.
Caitlin.
But you're going to be on their podcast, or you are?
Yes,
it's already
Jeff
out.
Jeff Vibbert podcast. When am I going to be on that?
I don't know.
It's coming up.
Check back, because you'll be on there again. Are you the first two-timer?
I think I might be. Yeah,
right. You're really good with the song fading.
I was trying so hard.
That's okay.
It's this new fucking Apple program that they switched
everything.
You don't
like it?
I don't like it.
Max has some comments about it, too.
You know, I will like it eventually, but I don't like it now.
Because it's new.
It's new and different. I ain't used to it yet.
I don't like it. Because I
love you, baby. Thank you, Jess.
I'm ready.
You ready?
I'm ready. Let's roll.
No, we're ready to leave.
Get the fuck out of here.
It's all right, because I love you, baby. Thanks for downloading the podcast.
Good night, everybody.
Gas cap and tuck up on the sunset strip. Straight cold from an inflate lit cigarette. No joke when the shit lit. Crazy Schwarzenegger movie crib keeper shit. Got to new ghost to sweat out the heat seeker. Chuck Taylor burn black. Beef and took a heaven bound. Put it down in the state zero. Turn it just back as a witness, no hero. It's alright, cause I love you, baby. It's